This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 448 for property ID 173-421-000. The property is owned by Stephanie P. Beach and Patrick E. Rogers. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Stephanie Beach and Patrick Rogers present over video chat for the appellant. You don't both have to speak, but whoever would like to, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is this you going to speak?
I'm sorry, what am I?
Are you the only one that's going to speak?
Yes.
We can both.
Okay, raise your right hand.
Okay.
Both can.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this court as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you so much.
When we got the tax assessment, the one thing that jumped out at me was the increase on the land itself. I calculated to be about 71.5%, which I thought was excessive for a one-year increase. And when trying to do comparables around the area, I couldn't find any that were 8 acres of raw land. I found one in Ridgefield that was 10 acres, but it had a house, and there was one 10 acre with a house in Camas. So it was, like I said, it was, I couldn't find any comparables to present to you. The information they did provide was through the Office of Financial Management for the state of Washington. Another letterhead I found through the White House itself, and then I went on Zillow. And the average increase on the properties through the state were around 13 to 18.6%. I'm fine with that increase, but the 71.5 I think is excessive. I think it sets a dangerous precedent. And what's to stop once I have a house built from the county from, to, you know, raising my tax 71.5% year after year?
What's on, is there a structure on the property? I mean, they got something on there for 34.
There, it's, 45. I built a shop. It's.
It was initially a horse barn, but we use it as kind of a shop right now.
Shop outbuilding.
Hoping to submit building plans next year.
And then also with the state and county's expansion of the riparian zones, we have a street or a stream going through, which roughly takes out about 3.5 to 4 acres of our usable land. So, you know, I understand I'm still getting a tax on it, but that 71% increase is, I believe, excessive.
Just to let you know, on the land situation, the regulations for the assessor is he has an obligation to value the total property at the fair market value of the total property as of one particular time at the point in time as of the assessment date, and to do a reasonable allocation between land and buildings. And that's the only thing I'm going to tell you is that it's only a reasonable allocation between land and buildings, and I don't know what your building is. They got it at $40,000. But the 382 is not necessarily an increase of 70% or whatever it is from the prior year. It's just the fact that that's what they believe the land is worth. I don't know where your land is located.
It's in Fern Prairie, just north of Camas.
Does it have a view?
No.
Does it have power or water or?
Yes.
We have water and power, no septic yet, and just the barn, basically, the shop.
Okay. Are you in the city limits?
No, we are not.
No.
Okay. So you can can do a septic then out there.
Yes, we can.
Gotten that approved yet?
We have. We need to probably get another extension, but we have.
Well, I don't think your total property looks like it. If I'm doing this calculation right, it went up by 64%. I know you used the state statistics, that the assessor has done a study for Clark County alone, and they come up with a 21%, which is not too far off from the 18% that you came up with, but they had a 21% overall for the average in Clark County.
Which I'm fine with the 21%. It's, you know, it's the increase 60 to 70 that's I'm worried about.
That was a little shocking.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what I see here, you've got your idea of the land was 264,607, and then there's that $40,000 building on it.
Yes.
So we should be, you're looking at a total of 304,000 something. Is that correct? Or because your numbers on show on your total only the land. You're not, you put the building in there, but.
Well, the building, I think they increased.
You only added 4,000 for the land, not 40, or for the building.
Yeah, so they increased the building minimal. The main increase was on the land itself.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
We really appreciate your time today.
Okay. All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank
you
so much for your time. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Have a wonderful day.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
What else we can say? Close the hearing.
Okay.
Right. Sorry. No worries. I'll drop down. This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 445 for property ID 170182000. The property is owned by Gregory J. Biffle. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Gregory Biffle present over a video chat for the appellant. So, Greg, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the 8th assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Go ahead and tell us what you want to.
I provided a detailed comps list of properties in the area. The other thing is this particular property, the dwellings or structures on the property are basically, you know, tear down properties or dwellings. don't really have a specific inherent value. I plan to build a house on the property at some point, but the real property or value is in the land itself.
I don't have any comps.
I don't have any comps either.
Yeah.
I'm taking a look now.
I sent in on my appeal. I sent in a packet with all of the my whole detailed report.
packet that I have, it has a comp sheet, but there's nothing on the comp sheet. So I'll show you
what
I have. That's what I have here. Was it something that you mailed in afterwards, or was it something mailed with the original?
I believe it was something that's mailed with the original.
Yeah, this is what we received. We received 4 pages of the original petition, your notice, and then this was the comps that we got.
It may have been attached. My realtor did it for me. Let me see. Text quick. I'm confident. I wouldn't have. I'm confident that the comps were included in the appeal because, she said yes that the comps. Because that's the basically that's excuse me, in a sense the evidence of the value. Besides the fact that the structures are, don't really carry any inherent value.
Was it sent in by regular mail, or did you do it? Did you?
I sent it with the appeal, with the response. That's why I don't understand why.
Was it by mail? By U.S. mail, or by where you did it by email, or?
How did you receive that? The 4 pages that you put up.
That was received by mail on August 8th.
Yeah, I sent it by mail.
Okay.
It should have been with that.
It looks like that's all we have. And I've got somebody looking at the paper file right now, and that says that's what they have in the paper file.
Okay. Yeah. And it, I think in the, it's a garage that's on the property as well, a storage garage.
Did you get the notice from the county? They reduced, they had your value at 793,820. They reduced it to 727,160.
Yes. Yeah, I'm getting all kinds of offers in the 400 to 450 range. Again, that's probably maybe a little bit of a low offer, but
this picture that they have, it says that it's a raised ranch with a detached garage. Is that the one that's a teardown?
So there's a garage. There used to be a mobile home up on the hill that I tore down the mobile home and hauled it away. And I put a wall in one side of the carport that was there. So that must be what they're calling a detached garage.
Well, does it have a second story?
There's no house on the property at all?
No.
Okay, because this picture shows the house. And they're showing the square footage of 2,168 square feet.
Is that the garage you're talking about that's the only thing that's there?
Yes.
So that's not a house?
No.
So there's no living area above it or anything?
There's a small living area above there's two garages. There's a small living area above the other garage, but it's not 2,100 square feet. I don't even believe the garage is that size.
Michelle, can you put the picture up from the county's comps? Can you put that up so he can see what we're seeing?
This one or the bigger one of this?
The subject. No, the subject. Can you see that, Greg? That. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, turn sideways. Is that still on the property?
Yes.
Because that looks like a living area.
It does have a area up above it. It's that's used for storage.
And it's so it's they say it's 21.
So that's just a garage. There's no house attached to it at all, and there's no living quarters on the property.
Well, that upper part at one point when I lived there a long time ago was a living quarters.
So it does.
It's not in very good shape now.
Does it have 2,168 square feet?
I honestly don't. There's no way it's that large a square footage. Certainly not the living area. The entire structure may be that.
So does it have like a bathroom and a kitchen and all that?
Yes.
Upstairs
it does. Yep.
And you're saying it just uses storage now?
Yes. Yeah, and the structures, you know, the deck's rotten, and I mean, for real value, it the structure doesn't have a tremendous amount of value.
They show it at $442,000 for the building.
Yeah, that's sort of where honestly, that's sort of where the issue is, because there's, you know, my brother and I built that structure when we were in high school, and it's not insulated. It's and a large portion of it has a lot of dry rot and rotten in it.
Were you living in it in the prior year?
Living in that structure?
Yes.
No, I'm living in North Carolina.
That's a hell of a commute.
Yes. Yes, yes it is.
I don't think I have any other questions on it.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. When I stay there, I stay at my mom's house, which is in the background of that photo to the left. Mm-hmm. I stay at her house when I visit.
Yeah. Do you have a hard copy of the information that was provided by your realtor?
Unfortunately, I don't have it with me. I'm at my quarry in Virginia today. I didn't bring it, which I regrettably wish I would have, but I didn't know that I would need those comps. But basically, you know, the comps are the land. Again, I think the biggest thing is the structure value here. But I do not have it with me.
Okay, I'm not sure how we're going to come down on this yet, but I'm going to tell you that if you don't like our decision, you should appeal to the state and provide that, make sure that information that you say is available is provided, because we do not have it in our files.
Okay. If I tear the structure down, Will the tax come down? Obviously, it would come down to 400 and some thousand for the structure.
Well, it would next year, but I just think they have it mischaracterized here. If what you're saying is true and you have evidence of that the realtor says, then you should provide that on a state appeal. We don't have that information, so we can't use it. So.
Yeah, I think my comps are basically the value of the land. Because the issue is the structure itself doesn't really carry a lot of value. Obviously, it has some value.
I understand.
But, and so that's really just the, that's really my only, appeal is to just to lower the value of the structure itself. And a comp isn't really going to show that because, you know, we haven't comped, you know, rotten or.
Well, you could provide pictures. You could provide pictures of the condition of the structure. You could provide that to appeal to the state. Show them the deck's rotten. Show the inside. You know, whatever there is to show, and explain that even though there's square footage there, here's the condition of it. And you could even show them the offers you've had from people for buying the property for in the $400,000 range.
Right. That's right.
Then if you appeal to us next year, provide that too.
Right.
Unless you tear it down this year.
Yeah. Well, for the value of the structure, you know, it's clear that it's not worth $400,000+. Now, if it were a normal structure of that square footage, surely it would be. But you can tell just from these photos that that's not a $450,000 structure. I think we can all agree on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just on the face of it, without any more information.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 450 for property ID 125638000. The property is owned by Robert E. Braswell. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Robert Braswell present over the phone for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
All right. My hand is ready. You swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board, ask the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal. If he doesn't like our decision, unless you have further questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
She probably needs to change. Yes. Can I be there in 15 minutes, or I'm in the middle of a deposition as well? She'll know what to do.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry for the interruption. I'm in Seattle today with the deposition for my mother, and I'm at the law offices at Purdue, Montgomery, and I'm sorry for the interruption. So I understand what you were saying about the appeals.
Okay. So go ahead and tell us whatever you want to. I'll just actually start and say you have a fee appraisal as of December 31st, 2021. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, that is correct.
And what was the purpose of that fee appraisal? Refinance?
I've been trying to refinance the house over the last actually 2 or 3 years. And the purpose of the appraisal was to find out what I could reappraise it for, or how much I would be able to get on a refinance.
Okay. You paid $740 for it in 2020, 615 to 2020, so a year, 18 months gone by, and it only went up to like $20,000.
I actually bought the house in 2010 for $460.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It appraised in 2020 for $740. Sorry, I misspoke.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions. The appraisal's a good indication of value.
I thought it would be.
Yeah.
You have any questions, John?
I believe it went up the $20,000 from last year to this year.
I see on the appraisal report itself, they're saying that the intended use was to determine the market value for taxation purposes, dated at 12/31/21. And in just reviewing through it, I see all the information that they've used for sales and all would correspond with that and fit within that. And I enjoyed the pictures to take a look at and try to help to determine some of what's going on there. I don't have any other questions on it. I think the appraisal satisfies me.
All right. All right.
Okay.
I don't think I have any questions as well. I agree. Okay. I think the appraisal was pretty thorough.
All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Close the
hearing. Bye-bye.
This is the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 440 for property ID 229012015. The property is owned by Brian R. DeRoche and Leslie DeRoche. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Brian DeRoche and Leslie DeRoche present over video chat for the appellant. You don't both have to speak. You can both be present as spectators, but whoever would like to go ahead and raise your right hand, we'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Brian, are you going to make testimony?
Sorry, yeah.
Right hand. Other hand. You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury.
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from Ms. Ford as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right. Well, I will jump right in then. So in April of last year, we purchased the home for $760,000. You will see the assessed value was $1,145,989. We are asking for it simply to be assessed at the purchase price, which we feel is the fair value. On the original petition, on page one, being new to this, I just simply, for the total, put $760,000 and simply used the assessor's percentages to find the value that I wrote in for the land and the improvements and buildings. You'll see in the appraisal that we submitted, the appraiser did break it down a little bit differently, but he did arrive at the same total of $760,000. So, page five is the cover page of the appraisal, and you'll see opinion of value right there, $760,000. If you, see here, turn to page nine, you'll see pretty close to the middle on the right-hand side, opinion of site value. The assessor, am I going too quickly or is this okay?
Nope, you're fine.
Okay. The opinion of site value, he valued it $265,000. which is very similar to what the assessor found. So in the end, it's really just the value of the building where the purchase price is so off from the assessor's value.
Right.
So if you'll please turn to page 37, which is your requested form of comps. We've provided four comps. We have three that are in a half mile distance from our house, the best one being our next door neighbor. Sold 4 months after our house did in August of 2022. And the house is also a daylight ranch, just like ours. It is a little bit smaller. It sold for $675,000. We have other comps. Charleston is the sale number two on the street on the worksheet. Sold for $699,000. It's also Daylight Ranch. We have sale number three, $740,000. All of these are on acreage. And the last one is a little bit further away, but it was a comparable house and also on acreage. Sold for $835,000. So the adjustments that I put in on your worksheet came straight from our appraiser's worksheet. And you'll see that our value of 760 is right in the middle. There's a range of 731,000 up to 849,000 on the comps. But we really feel that our purchase price, especially, you know, supported by the fact that our neighbor sold for a similar price just 4 months later, indicates that the appraised value is far in excess of the neighborhood and our house.
And this was April of 22, right?
Yes, we bought pretty much 1 year ago, and then our neighbor sold their house 4 months later.
And did you use a realtor? Were there realtors involved when you bought?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I know you wanted proof of arm's length transaction in the appraisal on page 7. Let's see here.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Oh, okay.
I can look it up. And was your home in average condition or normal condition?
I would say that it has been basically neglected with only the absolute necessary improvements made. Some of the improvements that had to be made immediately, they put a hot tub on the deck of our house when it could not support a hot tub. So the deck was basically falling off the house. The chimney did not have a cap on it. So we had it have it rebuilt, and the chimney sweep looked like it had never been cleaned in the history of the house. So no, the house was not well maintained.
Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, okay. I don't have any questions on it.
Okay. Any concerns or gaps that I should fill in? Or, Brian, you have anything you think I missed?
I do have one thing. Have you ever discussed any of this with the assessor's office? Because, no, I mean, you're at $760,000 there at $1,000,001. I just wondered if... that's just a question. I don't know that I do any good, but I wondered if you had talked to them about it.
Yeah, I called, I believe, let's see here. I think it was the battle, or let me see here. There's so many forms in front of me. The phone number on the form. No, when we got the appraisal, I called, and they basically just told me to start this process. They weren't willing to have a discussion.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Typical. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, and Dan, you good with it?
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 449 for property ID 11472908. The The property is owned by Adrian Girado. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 446 for property ID 634-72158. The property is owned by Connor A. Milam and Mackenzie L. Milam. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 442 for property ID 986-030-547. The property is owned by Like Q and Peiling Yang. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Steve Anderson present as a representative for the appellant over video chat. So Steve, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your client property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you. This property is in Washougal. They purchased it back in 2020. Let's see. September 15th in 2020 for $780. I think the biggest issue on this property that might be the problem we're having between the market value and the assessor's value on it is that the assessor believes there's an ADU downstairs. There's not. It's permitted for one, but never was finished. The whole basement is nothing but rough plumbing and studs. There's no sheetrock. There's no finished plumbing. There's no flooring down there at all. And that's one big issue here. Secondly, I went ahead and submitted six sales comps in Washougal. I'm trying to bracket the square footage of the property, the age of the property, made adjustments for all those, market time and lot size. And the six sales I submitted bracket our requested value of $931,500. One house was actually larger, five were smaller in square footage. The subject property is a rather larger square footage home, if you will. And I also bracketed by the age, like I said earlier, the building age of the property and all that. So with that, do you have any questions for me?
I'm probably missing something, but on your comps, where are the dates of the sales?
They're up in the upper category there. Sale date, it's about two-thirds of the way down.
Maybe I'm looking at... Okay, I was looking at...
In the chart.
I was actually looking at the pictures of the comps, not the...
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You have two of those that are sold in 2022.
Actually, I have five of them sold in 2022.
Five that are sold in 2022. What rate did you use to adjust the value?
19.6% appreciation based on the market in the area.
And where did you get that information?
I got it actually from the assessor's adjustments from the prior year on the properties.
So you used the prior year amount?
Correct.
That may not be applicable for 2022.
I'm sorry, I took that off of what the assessor assigned to the value for the 2022 value, so I did. That adjustment 19.6 was a market indication from the properties that were valued by the county on an annual basis.
For 2020, for the year of 2022, not for the year 2023.
Correct.
Those actually will be included in their study for the next year. That time frame. Because we're talking about a date as of January 1,
2022. Right. I also referred to RMLS, and they showed a 19% also increase in the property in that Washougal market area.
Where is that referral?
I didn't submit it with what I had.
Okay. Any questions, Lisa, John?
No questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it.
Okay, close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. Hearing before us involves petition number 451 for property ID 140655000. The property is owned by Glenn Rose and Jacqueline S. Rose, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weber. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Glenn Rose and Aaron Rose present as the representatives for the appellant. You don't both have to speak, but whoever would like to, do go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Sounds
if
good.
You have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
We got the new assessment last year, obviously, and it went up quite a bit. As somebody that works around on many properties around here, We've taken a look, and it just doesn't seem to equate with what we're seeing things sell for and or not sell for. But, of course, you guys are working on what's been sold. We just went ahead and took a look at what was happening in our area, and it didn't seem like the assessed increase was a proper representation of what we were seeing being sold within miles and in the general neighborhood of the Upper Washougal foothills. So I think we submitted a few different comparable sales, and
we'd like you to look at them and consider that.
Yeah, and so.
What's the approximate address of that of your property?
Let's see. That's is it 384th Avenue in the power line. It's just off Northeast 17th.
It's across from
1916 Northeast 380th Avenue.
Okay.
It's in the same private HOA development. We're all in one private HOA 24 lot unit.
Same as what? Any one of these comparables or your other address?
As the other address.
As the other address, which is your next case, which is our house.
Okay. Is that anywhere near the, maybe total off, I haven't looked at the address, but is that anywhere near Bear Prairie?
Yes. It is very close. Yes, we're underneath it. Yes.
We're just under Bear Prairie.
Yeah. Under, meaning toward the Washougal?
Towards the Washougal River Road.
It's up Hughes Road.
Right.
We're a mile up Hughes Road.
It's in Cougar Creek Estates, just underneath Bear Prairie Estates. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. So you're asking for $195,000, right?
Yeah. Yes, we think that's a fair assessment.
And you're not too far from the Skamania County line?
Correct. That's correct, yep.
So you're further up the road than the racetrack, the motocross track out there. You're correct. Just further up from that. The hill?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Onto the flatter part, or are you still on the hillside?
Still on the hillside. Basically, when you hit the power lines going up Hughes Road, you take a left on 17th and cruise the power lines, and then...
About two-thirds of the property that we're looking at right now is actually below... Mm-hmm. Road that comes into Cougar Creek Estates, and it's completely
it's unusable. It's beyond steep and with springs. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that looks correct. The highlighted one, yes.
I don't have any other questions on this one.
No. I'm fine.
Okay. This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15-minute schedule for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 452 for property ID 140648000. The property is owned by Glenn Rose and Jacqueline S. Rose, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Aaron Rose and Glenn Rose present as representatives for the appellant. So, same thing. You don't both have to speak, but whoever would like to, go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Yep.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. I won't give you the other spiel because you've already heard it, so go ahead and tell us about this one.
So this is a primary residence, it's also on 5 acres. A large section of the property is in steep, unusable, barely walkable, steep. But primarily, just looking at how it was adjusted that year, we couldn't come up with any reasonable reason why it had been put that high. The nothing in Cougar Creek has sold for anywhere near that price, and finding comps can be a little difficult this far out in the woods. So you have to go a little ways. But looking at square footages and years built and finishes and accessibility. We provided a couple of comps that I think demonstrated a lower assessed value. So,
your text on screen allowed.
What's that?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay.
My cat just laid on the other computer.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
So, You ask us questions that might be helpful to you, because I think that we put a lot of work up front in sending you the comps that seemed fair and reasonable and good comps.
And most proximal. Yeah.
So what information can we help you with?
Yeah.
Well, tell us how these properties do compare to your property.
Well, the comps we put together are all roughly the same acreage, have similar sort of wooded territorial, and I think the third one we gave had a little access on the Little Washougal. They're depending on year built and finishes and size and amount of usable land, they seem like the best comps for, you know, if we were to put it on the market, what we would get for it. And, you know, some the first one we had has a, you know, extra garages, seven bedrooms, you know, which is way more than we have, and wasn't that much more.
Also, are the other our ones, neighbor's property? Do we?
And then, well, I don't know if that. I don't know. The property right below us just sold in the same range as what we're proposing assessed value at. I don't know if it happened in the. It might have happened a month or two past the time frame for submitting this, but just nothing sold at the price that the assessed value had come in at, and it just seemed
the assessed value that we got was markedly over anything that's selling here
by a substantial amount, by quite a substantial amount, and the property below us, I helped build the house. They have been here for as long as we have, and they had it on the market three different times, and it didn't sell, and they had to put price reductions in to even attract customers. So, and that was even during a hot market with low interest rates and people, you know, bring a lot of cash to the table. So,
so we just hope you guys study this and look at it, yeah. And I think it's going to be pretty clear. Properties are not selling well here in Cooper Creek.
No, they just don't. It's a little too far rural. It's a little bit too much property to manage for a lot of people.
The road is very difficult getting in and out.
Yeah.
There's no.
We had snow this morning. We've had snow for half of March.
We don't have garbage and mail service to the homes. Although I don't think you consider that. I don't think that's important to you guys. But it's really comps, and I hope you study the comps.
And other, I mean, and the, you know, and there's not good fiber out here. There's not good internet. So if people want to work from home, it's really a deterrent for them. They have to find other options.
But I think comps.
But I mean, it is available. Things are coming online. But it's
comps are the story.
Comps are the story. Yeah.
I think you've done looks like a pretty good job. At least you've got three properties that sold in the correct year time frame, and they're all in the Washougal area, rural sites. Well, I think you've done a pretty good job of finding comparable sales to you, is really. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have any further questions.
I don't have any other questions either.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you.
Blessings on a good day.
Thank
All right, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, and then Dan will have you save it.
Close here.
This is a continuation of the April 4th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15-minute schedule for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 513 for property ID 981-38030. Properties owned by Candace L. Van Camp and John A. Van Camp. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Steve Anderson present as a representative for the appellant over video chat. So Steve, go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and tell us about this one.
This is a Boulder Day Ranch in Northwest Vancouver. A large house, actually, a 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath. Dated, though, and it was on the market. It sold for $581,950 in June of 19. I've submitted 5 sales comps in the same market area, Northwest Vancouver, trying to bracket square footage, which is hard to do because it's a bigger unit. And also the age is built in 69. So I looked at some stuff that was newer and older. It was hard to find stuff, quite frankly, in that particular market. So I only have 5 sales. So, but the bracketed sales, excuse me, the adjusted sales bracket the requested value that we have on the appeal.
Again, you have 3 properties in here that are sold in 2022. And
if you use the same percentage for adjusting those sales from 22, adjusting them back, did you use the same percentage here as you did on the other one?
No, it's a different market here.
So what was your adjustment rate for going backwards here?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. On 21 or 22?
Well, the 20... 22. On the sales that happened in 22, to take them back to 21...
It looks like 8%.
Okay. I don't have any other questions on it.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Anything else you want to say?
No, thank you. No. Thanks for your time.
All right. Close the hearing.